KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 2 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and cold today, a high of 8. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A man from Pottawatomie County was arrested Monday in Cass County on 10 felony counts of sexual abuse in the second degree. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says the charges against 55-year-old Roger Allen Erickson of Underwood stem from acts that allegedly happened with a minor child in 2011. Erickson was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $25,000 cash bond. His preliminary hearing is set for 2 p.m. March the 5th. In December 2012, Erickson pled guilty to a prior case in Cass County District Court to sexual abuse in the third degree. Deputies in Cass County arrested an Anita man on Tuesday. Officials say 53-year-old Jeffrey Charles Dory was taken into custody on a charge of driving while barred. Dory was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he was later released on his own recognizance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is issuing a warning about a recent scam. Officials say they received a report of three men working together to reportedly fix lightning rods on a victim's house. One person talked to the victim while two others went up on the roof. They then reportedly exchanged heavy cables that were on the roof with lightweight cables. The victims paid the subjects $1,400 by check, and the scammers immediately cashed the check and were gone from the area. The sheriff's office asks residents to pass the word around to prevent scammers from doing this type of activity to your friends or loved ones. A Council Bluffs man is out $2,000 after a phone scam. The Daily Nonpareil says, according to Council Bluffs Police Department reports, the 41-year-old man negotiated the purchase of a 2007 Honda Accord off a Craigslist ad, agreeing to pay $2,000. The seller told the man he was stationed at Offutt Air Force Base and was set to be deployed overseas. Sergeant Dave Dawson with the Council Bluffs Police Department said the seller told the Council Bluffs man to pay another man in Mississippi, wiring the money. The Offutt man told the buyer to list the MoneyGram as sending money to a relative to avoid higher service fees. After the money was wired, the man from Offutt was supposed to bring the Accord to the Council Bluffs man, but that didn't happen. Sergeant Dawson said the department will investigate the fraud, but once the money is gone, there's very little they can do. When the temperature dropped 10 degrees in less than an hour Wednesday afternoon, the rain that we had here in Atlantic quickly morphed into heavy wet snow. The first flakes began to fall at around 12:30 p.m. As the snow accumulated, it didn't take long for the accident reports to pile up. About an hour after the rain changed to all snow, an accident was reported on Interstate 80 in Cass County between the 57 and 60-mile markers eastbound. The crash caused the roadway to be blocked while state troopers, Cass County deputies, and emergency crews responded to and worked to clear the wreckage. The road was reopened to traffic at around 3 p.m. Numerous other accidents were reported as well. There was no immediate word on any injuries. Towing services were prohibited for a time in Pottawatomie, Cass, and Adair counties late Wednesday afternoon because of the weather conditions. Police say in Council Bluffs say two people were injured in a wreck involving two semis Wednesday afternoon on Interstate 80. The semis collided near the split with southbound I-29 near Madison Avenue shortly after 2 p.m. Officials said 50-year-old Randy Baumfalk of Hickman, Nebraska, was driving a 2007 Kenworth tractor trailer, and 45-year-old Eric Payton of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was driving a 2014 International tractor trailer. Both trucks were westbound on I-80 when traffic started to slow and picked back up intermittently as the snow fell. Baumfalk's Kenworth hit Payton's International from behind. Council Bluffs Rescue transported Payton and a passenger in his truck, 50-year-old Sherrard McKnight of Raleigh, North Carolina, to CHI Health Murphy Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police in Creston report the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 27-year-old Joshua James Merboth of Creston. Merboth was charged with driving while suspended. He's since posted a $300 bond and was released from custody. Elsewhere in the news, the cold weather of winter is the time to plan for future gardens, and the Cass County Master Gardeners Group is again offering grant money to be used in the 2015 growing season to encourage gardening to grow food and or beautify local communities. The money may be used also for gardening education purposes. The David Williams Master Gardener Grants are offered to honor the many years of service Master Gardener David Williams provided as a longtime volunteer with the Master Gardener Program and other community organizations, including a term as the Cass County Master Gardener President in 2012. Any Cass County not-for-profit group or individual may apply for the grants. Schools, churches, libraries, 4-H clubs, scouts, and individuals working to improve their communities can use the money to begin or improve gardens or landscaping, or to provide education for their members or the public. To ensure the money is helping a wide variety of community organizations, groups who were funded by 2014 grants will not be eligible to apply in 2015. Each grant has a maximum value of $300. The application must also include plans for teamwork and sustainability. Consideration for the environment is also an important selection factor. Applications must be received by Monday, March the 30th for consideration. They may be submitted by mail or email, and grant recipients will be informed of their selection by the end of April. For more information, or if you have any questions, call the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132. A one-day conference for women from all walks of life will be held at the Shenandoah Historical Museum building next month on Saturday, March the 21st. The Mills County Extension Office reports the Women Gaining Ground Conference, presented by Women, Land, and Legacy, takes place at 8 a.m. on that date. Officials say a series of six interesting and insightful sessions will be held throughout the day. The participants can attend three of any of the following sessions: reducing your risk of identity theft, local foods, grow it here, eat it here, creative startups, travel time not required, the business of bees, and spring decorating with junk. Keynote speaker for the event is Holly Hoffman, a former contestant on TV's Survivor show, who is scheduled to make her presentation at 10:15 a.m. on the 21st. Hoffman is an inspirational and motivational speaker who encourages others to take opportunities and focus on attitude, confidence, determination, desire, and faith. The day will start with donuts and fresh fruit. Lunch will feature a baked potato bar and desserts. To finish the day, participants will be sent home with locally prepared cookies. All that good food may have some women worrying about their figures, so Bobby Schaff will be teaching some yoga moves after lunch that will help burn off a few calories and promote lifelong fitness. The conference features a variety of local merchants displaying some of their most popular products. The pre-registration is required, with registrations postmarked by March the 10th, eligible to win $100 in cash. Details for the conference, including access to the registration form, are available on Facebook. And any questions can be addressed to the Mills County ISU Extension Office at 712-624-8616. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.